Buying tickets can be complicated and confusing, but there's a simpler way with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to your favorite games. No matter what kind of live event it is, SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, and it's fully guaranteed. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's easy to use. I actually had to buy extra tickets for this weekend's Big Three at the Barclays in Brooklyn. I was in and out. It was easy to navigate, easy to use. If I could use the SeatGeek app easily, you can too. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find the best deals. Every purchase is fully guaranteed. Whether it's a comedy event, concert, or theater, SeatGeek is the place to go. Best of all, my customers get $10 off their first purchase at SeatGeek. Just download the SeatGeek app. Enter the promo code BUTTER today. That's $10 off your first purchase. Use the promo code BUTTER on the SeatGeek app. It's easy to use, it's fully guaranteed, and it's the best prices. Go to SeatGeek now. All right, this is the Ian Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from the Gloom Tomb of New York City, the original Gloom Tomb. You have to excuse my voice. I am all talked out.
Right.
But the podcast must go on. As they say on Broadway, the show must go on. And as we say here at the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, the podcast must go on. I am Michael Rappaport, the Gringo Mandingo. I'm here with G Moody, last name rhymes with duty.
Yes.
G Monetti, always ready.
Always ready.
We are the Disco 2, and this is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. What can I say? We're here in New York. We had a great day the other day in Brooklyn at Barclays for the debut games of the Big Three. It was dope. It was fun. It was exciting. Sold out Barclays.
Yeah.
Competition was fierce.
Very.
A lot of stars in the building. Fabulous. Ice Cube, LL Cool J, Whoopi Goldberg, this one, that one, yeah. Jalen Rose, James Harden, new Brooklyn Net, D'Angelo Russell. Everybody came to see it. It was a it was a dope event.
Brooklyn turned out.
They turned out. DJ was rocking.
Yep.
The games are competitive. I don't know if you saw them on Fox Sports. Fox Sports 1. But they got busy.
Very intense.
White Chocolate, Jason Williams, he went down in his game. Yo, Jason Williams, I never met Jason Williams during his whole playing career. And I felt like we were kindred spirits. Like, we hit it off fabulously. I got to chill with him this weekend. Got to chill with Gary Payton, Dr. J.
Mm.
Some of the guests on the Iron Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Two Man Weave co-host, Kenyon Martin.
Yeah, Kmart.
Steven Jackson. Those guys are, they don't fuck around.
Yeah, they're about that action.
They're about that action, and their game was physical. Oakley, the king of New York. It was dope, man.
Yeah, broadcast all over the world.
Broadcast all over the world. Sold out. Yep. Next game is in Charlotte. I wonder, do we have a lot of fans in Charlotte? In North Carolina, in the DMV area.
North Cackalack.
July 2nd, I'm going to be down there with the Big Three. Paul Pierce was down there. It was dope.
Yeah, it was good. And it was in Brooklyn. It was very special for Brooklynites to come out and witness basketball history.
It was basketball history.
Absolutely.
So it was a lot of fun, and it's going to get funner. It's going to get better. It's going to get more competitive. And it's just, it was a real privilege. Talking to Dr. J, I was like, literally having an outer body experience right. talking to Doc.
Yeah,
I saw
you. Yeah, you was like smitten with Doc. You were just looking at him.
I think Doc winked at my mom.
Yeah.
all the I Am Rapport Stereo. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. My mom, to be honest, my mom winked at Doc. I was like, hold your head.
Yeah, hold your head, June.
She was swooning over the Doc.
Yeah, Doc looks like a professor.
He looks chill.
Yeah.
He walks like Doc, he talks like Doc, and he carries himself like Dr. J. All the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast fans, all the Barstool people that were in Barclays, I saw you. I hope I was able to give everybody the attention, take all the selfies. they were talking in my ear. When you're broadcasting live, they give you like earphones.
Right.
And I already talk to myself a lot. And my inner voice and my inner child,
right.
That's 24/7.
Uh-huh. What does it sound like?
Oh, it's
do it.
You cocksucker, you. What are you doing? You fuck you.
Get rid of him. Talk to somebody else.
This is saying it to myself.
Oh, that's you.
That's just me.
Oh shit.
Not in the earpiece. I'm doing my inner voice. Oh. My inner child is ILOing me 24/7.
Oh, okay.
But the director of the show is in my ear the whole time.
Damn.
And the great Gus Johnson, the broadcaster, I hear him, and then I hear the director, and they're like telling me this, they're telling me that, they're saying, go get Paul Pierce, try to go get James Harden, ask Dr. J a question.
Wow.
Okay, you can only ask him one question, but I want more than one question. I'm interviewing Brian Scalabrine, a.k.a. the White Mamba. I want to keep going. I want to break Scalabrine's balls.
Yeah.
As much as possible.
Right, scals.
But it was dope, and I can't wait for next week.
I want to say, when I watched the game, referees, yo, tighten up this game before there's some fights breaking out, because 3-on-3 basketball, you can't just allow guys to get chopped and hacked. You're just going to have the players get incensed by that, and there will be fights, not if.
Yes.
There will be fights. So call the game, and if you know in Park Ball, the crowd will yell, refs, keep this game under control, because you start seeing guys get a little really angry.
I told the refs at one point where my guys, Steven Jackson, Kenya Martin, their teams were actually playing against each other. The Oakley coach of Steven Jackson's team, I went over to the refs during a timeout. I said, yo, straight up, I'll post a video. I said, yo, get control of the shit. He said, well, I think it's going good. I go, you don't know the temperament of these dudes?
Yeah.
Get this shit under control.
Yeah, you can't just let a guy get in there and get hacked time and time again. You know what that does to the player?
No calls. These are pros.
Yeah. These are men. It's let the incidental contact go, but when I'm purposely trying to fucking yoke your head off, there should be a fucking foul.
The NBA had their award show.
First
award show.
Of its kind.
And they gave out the Rookie of the Year and the regular season MVP 2.5 months after the regular season ended. The Defensive Player of the Year. The All-Rookie Team. And so on and so forth.
Right.
Later on in the broadcast, me and Gerald G. Moody.
Yeah.
We're going to give out our season-ending NBA awards.
As fans.
For the 2017 season. We're going to do that later in the show.
Yep.
Some of the awards that we're giving out are the
Weirdo of the Year.
The
David Copperfield Award.
And the Skinniest Jeans of the Year Award. Amongst a few others. And we're doing that later on in the show.
Yep.
It saddens me to say, unless you have one, G, and I encourage the fans.
What?
You give suggestions, guys, and they're always great.
Yeah.
But it saddens me to say, I don't have any sick fucks of the week this week.
You don't?
And that's fine.
I do.
Maybe nobody reared its ugly head. You have a sick fuck of the week?
Yep.
Okay, well, we'll get to that later.
Yep.
But I just want to encourage all fans, Twitter, social media, if you see anything, if you see anybody who you want to nominate as the sick fuck of the week, please send it our way ASAP.
Yes.
So, John McEnroe caused a big uproar.
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
Because he said, he's followed the Williams sisters their whole career.
Right.
He knows tennis as good as anybody.
Of course.
He said that Serena is probably one of the greatest athletes of the last 100 years. And he said, and he also said that, that being said, she would be ranked around number 700 if she played in the men's in her prime. Twitter, it became about not just gender, race.
We got to just let women play with men to settle this shit. So nobody can get misconstrued.
Listen.
This ain't Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean, man.
Exactly. John McEnroe knows what he's talking about.
Right.
Women want equality in life, in rights. You totally get it. But when it comes to sports, because we are not the same,
right?
We are equal. We should be treated equal, but we're not the same.
We're not made the same. I'm stronger.
Right.
That's what it is. Talk to God
we're not
about
the same.
That.
You want to be offended that he said that Serena, maybe she'd be ranked 500th.
Right.
But to turn it into a gender thing and to slander John McEnroe and it becomes somehow, some way, a racial thing, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, come on, man.
Isn't there something else to protest about?
Right.
Why wasn't Diana Taurasi trending when she actually did something great in female sports just 2 weeks ago?
Yep.
As we now iconically and infamously spoke out about. She's the leading scorer in WNBA history. None of these people that were upset with John McEnroe said anything.
Didn't tweet anything.
No. But when it comes to Serena and what he said, which is true, you're up in arms.
Right. I think we just let these motherfuckers play with the men. That's how you settle it.
Serena won't do that because she knows. You see, the only person who's not making the argument are the women.
Right.
Because they know.
They know.
Bill Cosby, he got off.
He got off, yeah.
He got off. A lot of people predicted that he was going to get off. Doesn't matter about whether you think he's innocent or guilty or whatever.
Right.
They said it was too tough.
Hung jury, right?
Hung jury. And
Wait. The prosecutors vowed to retry him immediately. You see, it's not over. The prosecutors said, "Yo, listen, that don't mean shit. I'm going to get this fucking guy because I ran on getting this guy."
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yo, it's good, but he's not out of the woods yet.
And did you see him leaving the courtroom? He did something I hadn't seen him do in years. Somebody said, "How you feeling?" or "What does it feel like?" And he did the Fat Albert voice, and he said,
"Hey, hey, hey."
Yeah, he said, "Hey, hey."
Yeah, as if it's a, "Hey, man."
He's going back on the road, and he's going to be doing some town hall events. You know, which are like performances.
Right.
I don't know why they call it town hall. The thing about Cosby, he really thinks he's hot shit.
Right.
You know, like he's real. He really thinks that he's hot shit.
Right, right.
And that these 50 women, it's all just
made up.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting that somebody is going to go on a town hall and tell cats how not to get charged with sexual assault.
That's what he said he was going to be talking about.
Right. Why don't you just go fade into oblivion, man? They already ruined your legacy.
You got enough money.
Right. Go to Fiji somewhere and cool the fuck out, man. You done did movies. You accomplished what you set out to do. But you also did some sucker shit that got unveiled. So now you lucky as a black person to get off. Why don't you just go to Fiji? And just cool the fuck out.
He said he's gonna you know, explain to people how you don't get caught up in this. But then they pulled that back. The arrogance that they said that they were gonna do that to begin with,
right,
shows
the mindset.
But now they said that they're not gonna discuss how not to get sexual assault cases.
So how would you express that? Like, okay, this is how you don't get a sexual assault. Well, you don't give them pills. You don't try to fucking have them incapacitated. What are we talking about? Think of the crassness of that bullshit.
That guy is fucking bold, man.
That guy's nuts.
He's fucking bold.
If I would have got off from that, you would never see me again. Why not just, yo, see you guys later? I wouldn't even say that. I'd just be gone.
I'm out. Actually, I made a mistake. Miles, please cue the sick fuck of the week music.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up.
How could you do it?
Don't let him out.
Damn. You fucked the dog?
You what? You fucked the dog? Why would you fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What sick fuck?
The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned.
Not given. You did. What? No. No.
No. No!
Yes. We can never not do that.
No, but I still encourage the people, if you have a sick fuck, to please...
keep sending.
Let us know, because we can only monitor so many sick fucks at once. We've talked about this before on the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. This goes to the group of teens who, at a high school graduation out in Brookhaven, Long Island... I always feel like people from Long Island, my mom... not included.
Right.
There's some sort of inferiority complex. At a high school graduation in Brookhaven, Long Island. Brookhaven, Long Island. I don't know anybody from there, but also from Long Island, along with my mom, Jordan Winter.
J-Dub.
Part of the Dust Brother producing crew with Miles Davis. Three people were punching, beating, kicking. Of course, while people are punching, beating, kicking... What did people do now? They start videotaping.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Instead of intervening, trying to help, whip out your cell phone, because this is something you want to capture.
Right, right.
So you could get more followers and make it to world star.
Right.
While somebody's probably going to get killed.
Yeah. And then you're an accomplice.
Good. Good. If you're videotaping these kinds of beatings, I hope you go to jail. Not for the rest of your life, but like, 90 days.
Right, because you could have stopped it.
Tried to help it.
Right.
It was a woman who was beaten up. She was bloodied to a bloody pulp. A whole thing was captured on video out in Long Island. Congratulations to all the people that captured that footage. I really think you feel good about yourself. I hope you're sleeping well at night.
Right.
The people that videotaped it are the sick fucks of the week. I don't care if they're underaged. The people who videotaped it out in Brookhaven, Long Island, you, my friends, are the sick fucks of the week. Congratulations.
Yes, yes. Yo, I want to tell everybody, treat your fellow humans and service workers with utmost respect, because this shit could happen to you. Don't be going through the drive-thru on some sucker shit and screaming at the person who's serving you your food. Now, here we go. A waitress was caught on video camera stuffing a hot dog up her vagina and putting it in the bun and giving it to the patron.
Nice.
See?
Nice.
She, of course, she's horrible for doing that.
Animal.
But you don't know what was said to her to make her say, fuck this guy.
The way she was doing it, I actually saw this videotape. The way she was doing it, it seemed like she was very comfortable and accustomed to doing it.
Mm.
Because to stick a hot dog up your snatch, as casually as she did it, this wasn't the first time.
Oh, man.
And then she put the special sauce on it, the mayonnaise, the ketchup, and she went about her business. And this was all... broad daylight in like a restaurant. It wasn't a McDonald's. It was more like a local place, like a hot dog joint, hamburger joint.
I don't know. I'm always very nice now because, yo, they handling my food. So if she's thinking about doing that, and if I go, hey, how you doing? Everything's great? Maybe she wouldn't do it.
What if she's offended by that false sense of politeness that you just put on? What if that ticks her off?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Who knows?
The third and final sick fuck of the week. We talked about this person before. Remember the 19-year-old who was on bath salt down in Florida? And he ate the person's face?
Yeah. He's on that ooh-wee.
And he killed the person? He said he just wants to be a normal teenager again. That's not happening.
Yeah, it's over, man. Wonder Bread bag.
And olive oil.
Yeah.
You know, we have some great sponsors for this show. I would love to get sponsored by Wonder Bread.
Yeah, and olive oil.
and any olive oil company. But if we could do the Wonder Bread bag and olive oil segment of the week and have it sponsored, I think that I would do it and then retire, because you're not going to get like a higher apex than that.
Yeah, yeah.
For those of you who don't know what the Wonder Bread bag and olive oil treatment is, I have a friend who worked in the detention corrections office business.
Yes, business.
And it's a true thing. It's a fact.
Yep.
He saw a gentleman unconscious. He had been beaten up and raped.
Right.
There's nothing funny about this.
Absolutely not.
At all. Nothing funny about that.
Nope.
The takeaway was there was a Wonder Bread bag hanging out of this gentleman's ass.
Oh.
They were practicing, fortunately
for him,
safe sex.
Right.
So that's where the Wonder Bread bag and olive oil treatment came from. If anybody has any connections to Wonder Bread, please tell them we're looking for a sponsor for this segment.
Right.
All right. It's no secret. Everybody knows I'm on a mission to be the king of fantasy football. But to be the king, you've got to be at the greatest kickoff event the fantasy football season has ever seen. I'm working with my people, my friends at DraftKings to host the Fantasy Sports Festival Sunday, August 20th at Gillette Stadium. In Foxborough, we're going to walk right into Gillette, have a great time, a great day. This is the official kickoff to the fantasy football season. And as my gift to you, there'll be a live I Am Rappaport stereo podcast with Jim Brewer, Trey Wingo, and a very, 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 I promise, it's going to make fantasy football history, a very special guest. A ticket will also get you drills on the same field as the defending Super Bowl champs, behind-the-scenes access at Gillette Stadium, food and drink packages, live duress mock drafts with me, and more. Start your fantasy football season off in a luxury Gillette Stadium suite. Quit doing drafts in your parents' basement. Upgrade to a suite. Do it with me, Jim Brewer, Trey Wingo, and I am telling you, a really, really special fantasy football, like a star. Draft day is a holiday celebrated in style. I'll be stopping by to give you grades, give you tips, talk trash to you and to your league. Look, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience that you're not going to want to miss. It's the first time for me, the Gringo Mandingo, to take over Foxborough. Go to fantasysportsfest.com for early bird ticket prices. Use the promo code DINGO. Use the promo code DINGO and get $10 off. You got the balls to dance with the dingo? August 20th, Gillette Stadium. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful fantasy football spectacular. Restrictions may apply. Promo ends August 20th, 2017. See the website for further details. I want to thank the person from the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast Twitter feed, Rappapack Fan, who sent me this. I don't remember your name, but I said I was going to talk about this. Some people are saying this isn't real, but I think it is real. I double-checked it, and there's been other things like that. They are now teaching kids ball-less soccer, where they learn how to play soccer. They move around the field. They do the drills. They play actual soccer games with no ball to lessen the competitiveness, the over-competitiveness for kids. So this is like the participation trophy. So everybody feels the same. Because with an imaginary soccer game and an imaginary soccer ball, everybody could be Pele.
Or Messi.
Or whoever you want.
But you, man, yo, where are we going with this shit?
I don't know where we're going. And I don't know why it's always sports, because why not have numberless math?
Word.
Why not have wordless spelling bees?
Right.
I would have loved to have done great in a spelling bee.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Wouldn't you have loved to have been an A student in science?
Yeah.
Why don't we have scienceless science? Why is it always sports?
Right.
The nerds are fucking winning. Just because you can't play soccer, you can't play football, you can't play basketball, right, you can't catch a frisbee. Now I got a fucking pantomime soccer?
Yo, I don't know what to say about that shit.
Why didn't they have Spanishless Spanish class?
Right.
Do you know how hard Spanish was? Do you know how hard 10th grade algebra was for me? I didn't catch a break. I had to fucking study.
Right. And you had to play ball. So you make the team. We can make any team now. Because We trying out with no ball.
You ain't shit, Duke. You're not going to make the team.
If it's not a ball, I'm on the Knicks.
And you know what? Not everybody's going to be Kyrie Irving. And that's the beauty of it. But if you love sports, you can make the team. Stop trying to score the points. Hustle. Play some defense.
Right. You ain't that nice. It's okay. Maybe you could do something else.
Be a broadcaster. I'm the sideline reporter for the Big Three. Who'd have thought?
Hell yeah.
They're calling me now the Howard Cosell of the Big Three.
Right.
Who'd have thunk?
Now, everybody, yo, we on the team. Yo, what the fuck?
It's crazy. It's true. It's true. This is the first time I've talked about this.
Suck a shit, man.
This is another thing about we call them the Starbucks protesters.
Uh-oh.
The hipster fucks that want to protest everything.
Right.
The entitled white privilege protest of the world who think that they could do a Twitter boycott or a boycott or a little 30-man boycott outside of the Netflix studios when they don't like something.
Right.
A new Netflix show. I love Netflix. Right next to Netflix and chill, I love fantasy football and chill. Those are my two favorite things to do.
I see.
A new Netflix show called To the Bone is getting scrutinized because it's about a girl with anorexia. And people are upset that this could trigger psychological issues for sufferers. And it should come with a warning. What the fuck? The fact that people think they could get spoon-fed life and you could protest everything, the show's not coming with a fucking warning. Did The Towering Inferno come with a warning? Did Jaws come with a warning?
Right. Watch out for these motherfuckers. Yeah. Word. Yeah.
Actual psychiatrists have pointed the finger saying, they were talking to one person, one of their patients, who said, my anxiety was risen and driven, and I felt vulnerable from watching this show.
That's you.
That's you. That doesn't mean the show needs to fucking...
Right, you're a crazy person.
You want applesauce? Go eat some applesauce.
Right.
I mean a fucking slice.
Word.
Everything has to be spoon-fed. Everything has to be... And if not, they're going to protest.
They ain't doing shit at the protest. Let them do it.
Don't watch the show.
Right.
My protest is that you don't watch the show.
Right.
I'm protesting your protest.
Yeah.
And my protest is that you don't watch the show.
Cut the TV off. Cut the TV off, you dumb fuck.
Cancel your subscription, asshole. Cancel your subscription, asshole. Once again, later in the episode... We're going to give our NBA 2017 season-long awards. Johnny Depp, every time an artist makes a comment about the president, they go viral. First, it was with the Snoop Dogg video that I was in.
Right.
And then Kathy Griffin.
Yeah.
Trump doesn't like artistic statements that are not in his way. Yeah. And he knows they're not real threats.
Right. He's a thin-skinned guy, right?
They were doing all kind of shit when Obama was in.
Oh yeah, it was a free-for-all. Emails, hanging, like dissing his wife.
Dissing his wife, hanging like a
nooses. Like
outside.
Yeah.
Blackface stuff.
Yeah.
Talking about his wife. Johnny Depp made a comment about an actor killing the president. And it got so high up in the chain that Sean Spicer at the Q&A, the daily briefing, is speaking on this.
Well, yeah. But
he's only speaking on what Trump says to speak on. They're offended by the Shakespeare in the Park version of Julius Caesar, which we talked about. I say keep doing it. I say Alec Baldwin never stop doing the president. Impersonation. Melissa McCarthy, keep doing Sean Spicer.
Keep doing it.
Stuff these guys.
Don't stop.
Well, what did you think? You were going to be president? He thought he was going to be president and was going to be all sweet.
Right.
He thought people were going to greet him like the way the maitre d' greets him at his favorite steakhouse.
Right, right. You're up for grabs now, B.
Right.
You know, you're a New York guy. You could take it.
Yeah, you're a tough talking New York guy.
Yeah, you can take it. Come back with some clever shit.
Yeah, you're a big shit talker. You talked all that shit at the debates. You talked to Anderson Cooper. Right. You talked all that shit to Hillary.
Here's your chance.
Now you're upset with Johnny Depp, Snoop Dogg, Kathy Griffin. Huh?
Yeah.
Kathy Griffin gets you upset?
Yeah.
Huh? Big time tough guy. Huh?
You from Q Borough. What's up?
You're from Queens. You're from fucking Queens. You're supposed to be a tough guy.
Douglaston.
All right. So Stephen A. Smith, the iconic ESPN broadcaster, he made some comments about Phil Jackson. He's been on a Phil Jackson tirade that makes mine look like fucking, you know, powder puffs. He said that Phil Jackson, his first move as the executive of the New York Knicks was to sign Lamar Odom, who was on crack. Lamar Odom, of course, we know his history. I like Lamar. I want him to be good. I want him to be alive. I want him to be healthy. His lawyer sent Stephen A. Smith a letter of basically cease and desist.
Right.
Like, it's like, yo, if you keep talking about me, I'm going to sue you. And, you know, blah, 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 blah. As of now, I haven't heard Stephen A. Smith retract his comment or, you know, backtrack on what he said. I think it's fucked up. We already know that Lamar Odom has suffered. We know what he went through. He almost killed himself, the embarrassment. He's like a punchline. You know, if you go to a comedy club, there's good Lamar Odom jokes and bad Lamar Odom jokes, but there's always Lamar Odom jokes. It is a cheap shot, unnecessary. And Stephen A. Smith is from Queens. Why are you dragging this dude who's already dragged himself? Why are you shitting on this dude who obviously is in real help, in need of real help? Why are you shitting on him?
Stephen A. wasn't shitting on him. He was shitting on Phil Jackson for grabbing a guy who is known to be on drugs. So that's not slander. It's like, I'm going at Phil Jackson because the world knew this guy was a crackhead, and you went and got him. So it's about Phil Jackson getting the crackhead.
But you know that he was signing Lamar out of like a friendship thing to try to give him hope, possibly to potentially save his life. He didn't think, oh, I'm going to sign Lamar Odom after he just came out of her.
This is why the Knicks is fucked up. You signing motherfuckers to save them? The fans want a winning product on the fucking... This ain't, well, the Smithers Institute with Doc Gooden and the motherfuckers. We trying to win games. He's a crackhead. We can't sign money. That's it. Yo, Phil Jackson is not the help center. Stephen A. was right to get in his ass about that. No, Bruno.
All right, Miles, cue the NBA award music of 2017. This is our personal I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast season-long, season-ending NBA awards.
Yep.
Just like the actual NBA who gave their awards, we have ours as well. The first award is the Titus Jeans of the Year Award, a.k.a. the Skinniest Jeans of the Year Award. Drum roll, please. The man they call D-Wade.
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade.
When he came out there with them capris on and showing his ashy-ass ankles, he will live in infamy for being a disgrace to all the former players.
Congratulations, D-Wade.
Yeah.
You won the first Titus Jeans of the Year Award here at the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. The second award of the night is the David Copperfield Award. We were going to call it the Doug Henning Award for our older listeners, but we decided to go with iconic magician, the man who can make buildings disappear. This goes to a player who disappeared into thin air. At the time, he was needed most.
The most.
Guy who really cares about the way he looks, although he looks like shit. But yeah. That's a different story.
Right.
The David Copperfield Award goes to a guy who was actually in the running for regular season MVP, but he fucked up.
Yep.
Congratulations, James Harden.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, our award show.
You totally disappeared when your team needed you. To remind people, since it was 2.5 months ago, the Houston Rockets were playing the Spurs. Kawhi Leonard was hurt. He didn't play. Tony Parker was hurt. He didn't play. Instead of seeing blood in the water and go, I'm going to push this to game seven because I'm a winner.
Right.
I'm an ass kicker.
Right.
Something happened. And I'm not saying it was a Delonte West situation, LeBron James, but something fucking happened.
Right.
And you disappear.
Right, he's throwing the ball out of bounds. He's never done that shit.
The guy who never saw a shot he didn't like.
Didn't shoot. The amazing Kreskin.
James Harden, congratulations. Yep. You won the first ever David Copperfield Award of 2017.
The New Nile Award. And if you guys don't know what New Nile is.
Yeah, explain that.
It's a pomade type of grease or oil that keeps our hair, black hair, or white cats could use it, keeps it kind of laid, fried, and dyed to the side.
And it gives you waves.
It gives you waves, and it makes it look neat and nice, right?
So we are giving a New Nile Award. And listen, just because you're a great player doesn't mean you're exempt from getting any of these awards. These awards are just as valid as all the other awards.
Right, right, exactly.
The 2017 New Nile Award goes to, drum roll please,
Kevin Durant.
Yes. Kevin Durant, listen.
Listen.
You earned every single bit of your award. I also feel like he should get the most pressure award because my man Barr, he goes, think about the pressure he was under. Because they always talk about LeBron. Think about what Durant was under. If he had lost this year,
right,
he would have been fucked.
Right, right.
Think about, like, when they won that one game.
Right, I know he was shitting.
He was like, yo, right, and, right. He manned up,
right,
and he bust her ass more. So, just because you were the MVP of the playoffs, kicked ass, shut all the doubters up. Like myself, I told Kevin Durant to his face.
I know you did.
I talk shit. You were right. Congratulations. I'm very, very happy to you.
Okay.
Totally under pressure. But you are also the recipient of
the New Nile Award.
Fix your shit, Duke.
You are a champion now. Now is no excuse.
The Cut Your Shit Off Duke Award. This is an award to a guy who does too much with his hair. This is a guy that tries too hard with his hair.
Yes.
This is a guy who should start from scratch and cut your shit off, Duke.
Yep.
The 2017 Cut Your Shit Off Duke Award goes to no other than Iman Shumpert.
Oh.
Congratulations. Cut the shit. You're in no position to draw any attention to yourself.
Right.
Your game is trash.
Right.
You're part of the Trash Brothers. You look ridiculous. You're wearing a headband that looks like it's defying gravity on the skull, the crown of your head.
Yeah, he got like a beret in his shit.
You got braids. You got a Gumby. And I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get attention. It's not just you rock it that way because it's the way you're feeling. No, it's a contrived plan.
Right, right, right. To get attention.
And you're not that nice.
Right. Get some sporting waves or something, B.
Shut it down.
Yeah.
Regroup and cut your shit,
Duke. And there's a product called Dukes.
Yes.
That's pomade.
Yes.
Perfect.
The Man in the Mirror Award goes to, essentially, this is our worst dressed player of the season.
Yes.
And the reason why we call it the Man in the Mirror Award, because this person needs to get a room with a full length mirror, 8 feet by 8 feet, and look at yourself in the mirror.
Right.
You look like a fucking curtain in a cheap hotel.
Are you fly?
No.
That mirror will tell you that.
Do you look like the bath section at Bed Bath & Beyond? Yes.
Yes. What's wrong with his suit? Michael Jordan looked sharp.
You look like a fucking asshole.
You look crazy.
And it hurts me to give you this award because I love you. And by me saying this, I'm taking away from the impression that I don't know who's going to win this award before I announce it.
Right, right.
But I do, folks. The Man in the Mirror Award goes to, it happens to be the NBA's first ever most stylish of the year award. But here at the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, you get the Man in the Mirror Award, a.k.a. the worst dressed player of the season.
Right.
It goes to you, Russell Westbrook. You look fucking nuts.
Every time.
There's not women that dress as flamboyantly. Are you Zsa Zsa Gabor?
Remember he had the Pat Benatar shit on?
He had the Joey Ramone shit on.
Why not wear M.O.P. with Fizzy Womack in there?
No, but you want to wear Kurt Cobain and Nirvana. Right.
Fizzy Womack.
I bet you can't name two Kurt Cobain Nirvana songs, but yet you wear their t-shirt.
Yeah, what the fuck? And it's all ripped up. Yo, come on, man. I don't give a fuck what they told you in that locker room. What that stylist told you, B. She should have handed you the Chronic shirt. Wear some hip-hop shit, B.
At least wear a group that you can name two songs.
Yeah, man.
Don't just wear the shirt. Like, wear a shirt that you love. If you truly love Nirvana, I want to hear you do karaoke and sing Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Right.
We don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
We love you as a player.
We love you, man. But you come out of that tunnel and you come into the press room and we hear snickers from the press row. When Michael Jordan walked up in there, he commanded respect. Not because he bust ass on the court, because of how he looked. What if Obama came into the Rose Garden wearing some Pee Wee Herman shit? Could you take him serious as he's speaking? Fuck no. So when I hear you talk about the game, all I could look as is at your shirt. The long sleeve. It's not a long sleeve. It's at his elbow. Why? Brooks Brothers. Paul Stewart. Fuck.
What else you got, G?
Yo, they have a new issue of the ESPN body issue.
Oh, yeah, yearly.
Yearly. They have Isaiah Thomas from the Boston Celtics on the cover, and his ass crack is showing. Who okays that, and why do the public needs to see his ass crack?
Right.
He's a basketball player. He's not muscular. He's not like The Rock. So this is perverted. The editor is a freak. All the people involved are freaks.
Yes.
And freaks. Isaiah, you should have said, yo, all right, you want to see my back, but why you got to show my ass crack? Why you want to see that? Freaks, and they should be arrested.
Yo, the world tour continues. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. The rodeo tour is coming to Texas July 26th. Stateside at the Paramount in Austin. Can't wait to be in Austin, Texas. Thursday, July 27th, The Secret Group in Houston, Texas. And then Saturday, July 29th at the Texas Theater, Dallas, Texas. The rodeo tour is coming. Tickets are available at www.iamrappaporttour.com. iamrappaporttour.com. All Buttersoft t-shirts are available at barstoolsports.com. We got new designs, Buttersoft, barstoolsports.com. All the t-shirts. Rate, review us on iTunes. If you're into YouTube, subscribe to our page for exclusive content that we're rolling out. YouTube.com/IamRapport. We're done.
We're done.
I ruined my voice.
Yeah, look at this motherfucker. He sound fucked up.
But
man,
it's worth it.
We did it anyway.
We did it for the fans. I'm going to sleep with two nose strips tonight. The Disco 2, the Malachi Crunch, the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast.
All day.